conclusion, yes, of what happened. So we don't ever want to forget 9/11 and the families and the victims and everybody impacted by this, and we are all impacted by it. So it is something that we must always keep close in our hearts.
Yes, absolutely. So our hearts go out to all those that are remembering loved ones today. And again, also to all the first responders that we lost or that continue to serve today. So
yeah, absolutely. That's really important. And just thank them for their service and contribution.
Yes. And service is key. Service is key to helping others and to happiness, which is what this show is all about. Happy to help. And Diane is no stranger to that concept, and she has devoted the last 10 years at least to building and developing BW Nice. So let's talk about it. BW Nice is an acronym, correct?
It sure is. It's a mouthful when you say it out. It stands for Business Women Networking Involving Charity and Education.
All right, and tell us the philosophy behind how it started and what that means and what you do, and let's hear all about it.
Great, thank you. So I came up with this concept when I was living in California. I was in corporate sales and management, the corporate world, for 25 years in the health insurance industry, and also doing a lot of women's initiatives. So the focus in our market, in our industry, was to target women, because women were and are the key decision makers, especially when it comes to our health care, obviously, for our families. So we were very entrenched in that. In my day, when I was in corporate, there obviously were not a lot of women in the industry or in corporate, but more women were becoming involved. More women were even starting to open up their own businesses, women entrepreneurs. So we were celebrating that or targeting that. We wanted to target women who were the key decision makers, but I didn't see a lot of activity or networking within my industry to exemplify that. So I wanted to do something different. Everything was revolved around a golf tournament, which is nothing wrong with that. I have to preface, it's great. You know, that's wonderful. But that's all we had. There were no other choices. And all of them supported fabulous charities such as Cystic Fibrosis and United Way, which is wonderful. But I wanted to do something different, break the status quo, and do something on a grassroots level with a charity or a cause where women, it would connect with women, it would resonate, we could really roll up our sleeves and make an impact in the community. So we came up with this idea. It's a little different model there, but essentially the same concept. And it was tremendously successful. We started out with the women that I knew in my industry, but opened it up to all women in business. And it was like this wonderful experiment. And it took off. Women just loved it. We did an event which is exactly the same as what we do with our chapter is called the Red Shoe Event. And women just glommed to it. They loved it. We were having fun. We were giving back. We were doing something different. We were celebrating all of our successes. We were locking arms for a common cause. So that's the concept was there. I ended up moving back to my New Jersey roots almost 13 years ago to be near family due to a number of life events that I had gone through. And I came back reinventing myself at 50 with a little boy, my son, adopted from Russia, and my 80-year-old mother at the time. And the parting words from my board were, after starting this organization in California, their parting words were, if you do nothing else, Diane, you need to start this in New Jersey. So I took that to heart, never lost sight of that, had the vision. It took me a few years, and in April of 2009, we launched our first meeting here in Hunterdon County, which was awesome. So I shared my story. We created our 501c3 first, our nonprofit. We became a not-for-profit corporation, which was established and finalized in December of 2010. Had our first, board, founding board members, brought everyone together. I'm the president of the board and have been since. And started formulating the concept of what we were going to be doing for our monthly breakfast meetings and the cause. And that was very profound. At our meeting, we started to get into a discussion on how we wanted to help other women, women and families, women and children, really make a difference in the community. We were looking at a number of ideas, and the conversation took the course of someone sharing their story regarding being involved in a domestic violence situation, relationship. And after listening to that, it stunned me, and I said, well, to be honest, I too am was a victim. I'm a survivor of domestic violence. I have a story, and shared the story. And as we looked around at each other, and another, you know, couple of ladies said something, and I said, so how many of us have a story? Does this resonate? And pretty much everyone raised their hand, almost everyone at that table raised their hand. And it really was that defining moment when we said, I think we found our cause. I said, this is something we're going to rally around. We're going to take on domestic violence, dive into this. And from that day forward, there was no stopping. You know, I found out, you know, there were agencies in every county in the state. I said, if feasible, if it makes sense, we're going to align with every one of these domestic violence agencies. We will partner with them. We scripted our vision statement, put it out there, and said, this is our cause. And after looking at the statistics and seeing the cycle of abuse, realizing that it does impact women, men, children, all of us, but it is much more of a women's issue. And it's an epidemic. It's in all of our communities. It's permeated everywhere. And if we're ever going to make a difference, if we're ever going to stop the cycle, we've really got to elevate this conversation, raise awareness, and kind of pound the pavement, so to speak, to make some effective, positive change.
Right. Pound the pavement in those red shoes, right?
You've got it. That's exactly right.
No, that is incredible. And like you said, I think, you know, everybody, it's pervasive in society. And, and I was telling you how Sherry was on last week talking about her Victim's Voice app. So it's, there's definitely, but the good thing is people like you and people like Sherry are making a difference and helping. Helping it come to light, but bring awareness, bring help, bring support. So that's incredible. So take us through how a chapter is structured and how they hold meetings and events, and maybe how someone might want to start a chapter, because you've already got chapters throughout New Jersey and Pennsylvania and several states, interest and little seeds starting to grow. So if anybody listening wants to either get involved or even start their own chapter in their community, what would they do?
Sure. So each of our chapters is set up as a separate entity. They have their own tax ID number, so they are their own little business hub under the umbrella of BW Nice, the corporation. And each chapter has their own executive leadership committee. So they have their own board, their president, vice president, and other positions. So they run as a separate entity. They hold monthly breakfast meetings. That's where we do our networking. We welcome all women in business. We don't limit it to one person per profession. We welcome all women in business and women in transition. So we hold our monthly breakfast meetings. We have we align with a charity partner, as I said, a domestic violence agency or a similar related agency, depending on where we have a chapter. And they are always at our meetings, so they'll always have a representative at our meetings so that they can share, you know, information in terms of what they're doing in the community, what events are going on. We also do collection items for them. So at all of our chapter meetings, we'll be collecting items, gift cards, whatever they need for the women and families in safe and transition housing. So essentially, the executive leadership committee and the president is the one that's really at the helm and facilitating and running the meetings. She will hold the meetings, working with her board, doing you know, the service in the community of bringing in members, growing the chapter, supporting the local agency. Some of them do happy hour mixers. We call them BW Nice on Ice. Happy hour events, which is open to the community. And then once the chapter is established, each chapter holds an annual fundraising gala on behalf of the charity partner. It's called The Red Shoe. So that's a trademark name, The Red Shoe. Mm-hmm. It could be a luncheon fashion show, an evening event, dinner dance. Proceeds from that event will go to support client services. And again, for the women and families that are in safe and or transition housing, we want to ensure that they are able to get back on their feet, become independent and whole and sustainable. And we want to see that. So we feel giving it to client services will have that direct impact. And it's really exciting because, again, this is all done on a volunteer grassroots basis. I think the women have made, I know they have meaningful relationships. They've learned so much. We're bringing so much awareness to this cause and to this issue. It's incredible. We have raised well over now, I would say, 180,000 or more, pushing 200,000 collectively with all of the Red Shoe events that we've been holding since we started with our first chapter here in Hunterdon County. And they just had their eighth annual Red Shoe event back in June. So that is extremely exciting. So every dollar we can raise, you know, is a meaningful dollar, and it's a dollar that the agencies didn't have. So it's going to such great work, and that's what's so exciting. And it's exciting to see these women lock arms. As I said, we're rolling up our sleeves. We're working on a common cause, and we are making a direct impact in our communities. So if anyone is interested in starting a chapter, it's all turnkey. I have a toolkit. I've got it all mapped out. I've got the chapter toolkit. I've got the Red Shoe manual. We have everything mapped out. And I work hand in hand with someone that's interested. I start with, you know, someone who would like to be a president, take on that challenge. And sometimes it's a woman who wants to get out of her comfort zone and do something different. Sometimes it's a woman who that is her comfort zone and that's right where she wants to be and wants to take on this cause and loves the whole concept. And we'll build the chapter. It's very, very, it's not difficult to do. We can get it established, get the infrastructure going. We set up a P.O. box. We get a bank account so you can take in your money from your meetings. And you, again, as I said, operate as a little independent entity, business entity within the community.
Yeah, I love everything. What's not to love, right? So so now we have no excuses, people. So, you know, it's turnkey. It's yes. ready to go. And what more can you ask for where you get to hang out with your friends, support a good cause, and go out and buy a red pair of shoes? So.
And we'll promote, yes, buy a pair of red shoes, and we will promote you. We want to give back, and we want to support those that are, you know, serving as well and giving of their time. So we do everything we can to help support you through our website, through social media, to help promote your business. Because, yes, we're there to connect, make great connections, and network, and then, of course, give back.
Right. And if you want to check out all this on the website, it's bwnice.org. They're on Facebook. They're on Instagram. You're probably on
yes.
Twitter, like the whole nine yards,
yes.
right?
So, yes.
Yeah. So you can definitely start to look up BW Nice and kind of investigate what they're all about online if you want. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And before we get back with our guest, I want to just remind everyone that tomorrow here at the Chamber, we're having our Back to Business with Diane Lang. She's a speaker, author, therapist, educator, adjunct professor at Montclair State. And she's going to be here from 8:30 to 10 a.m. in the morning, and we're going to have a breakfast, and she's going to talk about Retrain Your Brain for Success and Happiness, The Power of Positive Thinking. And she's an incredible speaker. She's a friend. And if you can get here tomorrow morning, I highly recommend that from 8:30 to 10 here at the Chamber, 119 Main Street in Flemington. And one other shout out to the Serve Behavioral Health System, Inc. They are hosting their second annual poker run, a 50 to 70 mile scenic round trip motorcycle ride on Saturday, September 14th. Cross-country cycle in Metuchen is where they're going to meet. And if you want more information, you can look up Serve, S-E-R-V, B as in boy, H as in Hunterdon, S as in Sam.org, and find out about that. All right, we're going to go back to BW Nice, and we're speaking with the founder and CEO, Diane Simovich, and she was talking about all the great things you can do. They've got a turnkey solution, so get off the couch, get out there, get active. It's so easy. What more could you ask for than to gather your friends and get and pull together for a mission and get to do fun things like host luncheons and fashion shows and all for a good cause? And right now we're going to segue and talk about her book that she released last year or about a year ago called Towards the Light, Journeys of Hope, Courage, and Inspiration. And tell us about what prompted you to write the book and what it's about and where people can get it.
Well, I first have to thank Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly because they published the book and for their persistence and inspiration to guide me to write the book. I had so many stories in my head just from women since starting VW Nice and taking on the cause of domestic violence. So as we're building chapters and I'm meeting women, meeting so many wonderful, beautiful women all coming up saying, thank you, you know, for sharing. Thank you for doing this. I too have a story. I'd hear their stories. So I thought this would be a perfect way to share some of those stories and to... It personifies what BW Nice is all about. And I said, this is a powerful message. I want to take these stories, put them in writing, and share this with the world, share this with the public at large, so people can understand what's going on. Because people still don't. Unfortunately, we do. We have a lot of education that needs to happen. And for people to really understand, they think it doesn't happen in their community. They think, you know, it's somebody else, not here, not me, not someone I know, but it happens everywhere and happens to all of us. So I gathered 17 stories. The book is a collaboration of 17 stories from very courageous women who are survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse. Many of them are from BW Nice. Some were our impact speakers at our Red Shoe events, and a couple of the stories come directly from the agencies that we've partnered with. And they're very powerful stories. It was a wonderful, it was more of a project for me to put these stories together. And very emotional. I read them, and it's so hard to believe, but I can tell you they all have a very positive ending. These women have come through very courageously and moved on and were able to get the help that they needed and the resources to get to a better place. And I did share in the introduction a bit of my story. I talk about putting the pieces of the puzzle together in terms of your life. And for me, that's what it was. And it was very cathartic through starting BW Nice and through the journey, this journey, well, my whole life, but specifically these last 10 years with BW Nice, I realized that this is my, it is my passion, number one, but definitely my purpose. I'm right where I'm supposed to be. There were many days when I wasn't sure. Couldn't figure things out because so much had happened in my own life personally and so many changes. But I know with conviction that I'm here and this is what I'm supposed to do, and we are making a difference and we are helping. And it is about giving back, which, by the way, the hallmark, as I always say at the meetings of BW Nice, is when you give, you get back in greater measure. There is nothing else. It is truly that simple. I shared my own story because mine actually started when I was 4 years old. I wasn't in a relationship, and it was verbally and became physically abusive. But it wasn't until I'm 62 now, so when I was about 60, I was meeting with one of the, we were putting together the Middlesex County chapter. We were meeting with Women Aware, the agency in Middlesex County, and having a wonderful conversation with the executive director. And out of nowhere, I stopped, and I had tears in my eyes, and I just said to the executive director, Phyllis Adams, I said, I am compelled to share something with you, and I need to say this. And essentially, I shared the story of, as a child, I came from a beautiful home, wonderful parents. It was a babysitter. So a babysitter of one of our neighbors, they had four sons. The oldest babysat for my brother and I. My brother was 3.5 years older. And he would sit me down on his lap. And, of course, my parents would go out. And he'd tell me if I was a good girl. And if I just did this, I could watch what I wanted. I could have ice cream or, yes, I could have a dessert. And he basically assaulted me. He undid my pajamas and set me on his lap and would not let me move. I do know it happened several times. It's crystal clear in my mind. I also felt at that age, why I felt this way, I don't know, but I couldn't tell my parents. I did not want to burden my parents with this. So I kept it inside me my entire life. So my mother, my father, and my brother are all deceased. They don't know. I didn't share it with anybody. But I shared it with Phyllis, the executive director at Women Aware, this one day, a few years ago. And she promptly went to her office, brought back this beautiful plaque, gave it to me, and said, I want you to keep this in your office. She said, you have to understand this is part of the healing process for you and for others. And what you're doing is a way of healing others. And I said, you're right. And I said, I also, if I'm going to be authentic, if I'm going to be real, and I'm the one preaching that sharing is empowering, then I've got to share the whole part of my life from the very beginning to the end. So what it made me realize is, maybe now I understand some of, and I've been through therapy, why all these things were happening. And that was part of putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And then, you know, you fast forward to living in California. I had this excellent job. I get involved in a relationship with an older man. It was a nightmare. A nightmare. And this is where the verbal abuse started, and then it became physical. I didn't share with my parents. I didn't share with anybody. Mm. But I realized I was scared because I was being threatened. My life was being threatened, everything. So I knew I had to get out. And I was able to because I still had a good job. Mm. And I moved on, and I got married. And also at that same time, I was working at MetLife and had an excellent job, I lost one of my coworkers to domestic violence. It wasn't called domestic violence. So, you know, again, these are the pieces of the puzzle that I'm putting together. So actually, while I'm going through my personal situation in this relationship, not recognizing, just trying to figure out what's going on, not recognizing anything, because there is, domestic violence is not known back then. They didn't use these words. But here I am on a Friday night with a coworker, lovely lady, beautiful woman, who I really admired. We were the last to leave that night. I came back Monday morning, and my boss pulled me in the office, and he said, did you hear the news about Esther? And I said, what are you talking about? I said, no, what are you talking about? And then he shared. She had been brutally murdered on Saturday that weekend by her fiancé. He happened to work for a competitor of ours. We had met him. Brutally murdered. He had taken her things and then took off for Mexico. He was extradited. I think it took a couple of years, but they did bring him back, and he was convicted. And I can't even go into the horrific details, but they were beyond horrific. We were devastated. As a group, there were 15 of us that worked very closely as account executives. We were devastated. Never called it domestic violence. We asked for counseling, never received counseling. And then I'm going through my own situation. So, again, life goes on. You keep moving forward. So all of these things were happening in my life. And then I found myself years later, many years later, I had been married and not in a good situation. We adopted our son, Nick. And I lost my dad. 2 years later, I lost my brother, my only sibling, who I adored, a wonderful man, to suicide. And then 2 years later, I was divorced. That's what brought me back to my New Jersey roots. I came home to be near family. But I hadn't connected all the dots. It wasn't until I talked to Phyllis when we opened a Middlesex chapter, and it wasn't until I put this book together. That's where I connected all the dots and said, this is where I'm supposed to be. We all go through a little hell to get to heaven at times. We, you know, everybody is dealing with something. And it brought me back here. I started, you know, we launched BW Nice. We came up with our name, our cause, and never looked back once. And some days, you know, it hasn't always been pretty, but you do what you have to do and you keep moving forward, as I tell people. And I said, it's my three P's, persistence, perseverance, and patience. I don't know what order necessarily, but you must have those. And of course, my faith sustains me and my passion drives me. Those are the last words I put in the book. And when you give back, it takes the focus off of your own issues and problems, because no matter how bad you think you have it, there are others that have it far worse. And I find giving back is therapeutic, and it's healthy, and it's meaningful, and we know that, and purposeful. But I think it's such a good thing to do, and it helps our own healing. And that's what it's done for me, and through BW Nice, and most definitely through writing this book and putting this together and sharing it. And I hope it's twofold. I hope that it brings light and hope and help to those that are out there suffering right now and feel that they are alone, because when you are in that situation, you feel terribly alone. You think you're the only one, and you're not. But I hope that it brings, a message of hope and help. So this book is sort of a pay-it-forward book. If you pay it forward to someone, give it to someone that you think might benefit, that would be wonderful. But then again, the other thing is, we hope that it, you know, helps bring awareness to the community at large. I have a great quick story.
Oh, go ahead.
Vicki Lynn Morgan. She's wonderful. She has a show on, too. I was on her show. Yes, lovely lady. Guerrilla marketing woman. She's phenomenal. Part of our Hunterdon County chapter. So she received a book. It was on her show, and I signed it. She told me afterwards, she said, Diane, I was in church. We get to get up in our church. I think it's the end of the service, I'm not sure. And she said, we get to pray for somebody or something. She said, I brought your book to church. And she said, I stood up and I said, I want you all to pray for Diane Simovich and this book. I was astounded. I said, what? And she said, yes, because I read those stories and I had no idea. I had no idea that this is going on. And now I get it. I get it, what you're doing and what BW Nice is doing and what you're trying, what you've taken on and what you're trying to do in our communities. I said, well, that's wonderful, Vicki. I said, thank you so much. That, means the world to me. But this is what we are trying to do. I want to unlock the stereotype of what a victim looks like or what you think a victim is. I'm a survivor, or I was a victim. Victim's not the right word. We're survivors and thrivers. Mm-hmm. And these women are in these stories, and their stories are far more powerful. I do not go into a lot of detail. I don't need to about my own. I get my point across in the beginning, and the point is that we can come through everything, and all of us are dealing with putting the pieces of the puzzle and of our life together. Sometimes we don't realize it, but it will come to fruition. It will come to light at some point, and that this is a problem that we're all impacted by, whether directly or indirectly. And we want to make change. We want to see positive change happen. And we can do it, because domestic violence is 100% preventable. But it's going to take a lot of work. And it's going to take work going back to our youth, getting to our youth, because the stats for our youth is not good either, for teens and for young adults. It's awful. I mean, one out of three women will be, or teenagers will be, a victim of some kind of abuse in their relationships. That's not acceptable. None of it's acceptable. We can do better than that. It's about respect. So I think giving and empowering women, people, anyone that is a victim or has been a victim or is a victim, giving them a voice and helping them and letting them know that there are resources out there, there is support. We're not here to judge. We're here to help. Mm-hmm. And to get them to a better place is what it's about. And for those that are the abusers, I know a lot of the agencies are working with them as well, because they need help too. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, full circle. And I think that's a positive step as well. We need to heal everyone in order, again, to break the cycle. So this book was tremendously cathartic for me as well. And I think it's eye-opening because the feedback I've gotten now has been incredible. I mean, mostly it's, I had no idea. I had no idea this is going on. Well, this is going on. And we want to put an end to it. So if, you know, we can garner support from the community, from everyone, even if you haven't been impacted. Obviously, we have a lot of women that come to BW Nice and say, hey, you know, I'm fortunate. I've not experienced that, which is great, but I want to help and I want to give back. It's all about giving back and supporting. So, you know, the more women, the more people we have in the community, the greater the impact we can have in support of these agencies in terms of raising awareness and raising these meaningful, critical dollars that they need to keep doing the work that they're doing. And they are doing incredible work in the community. Not an easy task by any means.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your story. That's incredible. And unfortunately, it's probably all too common. But I'm glad that, well, it was time for you. You were ready to share.
Yes, and, I obviously
and
was.
And that woman was your, she made you feel comfortable and you were ready to just get it out of you. Okay. And then look where it all, and it, you know, it was fueling all this stuff the whole time.
Yes,
that,
exactly.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. And wow. And I love your saying. So I always say that when you give back, you get back. When you give back, you get back in spades. But you say it much more eloquently when you say when you give, you get back in greater measure.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. And so that's what I try to tell people, that you just find something to do,
yes,
to
absolutely.
Give, to whatever, to share, and you definitely reap the rewards, more so than the people you're trying to help.
Exactly.
It's kind of funny, right?
Yes, that is so true, Nicole. You do. You will reap the rewards. It is, and I've heard that said many times over from women.
And so people say, oh, you do so much, and I'm like, well, no, I'm really just selfish, because I get the high. It's not a runner's high, it's a helper's high.
And there you go.
Yeah,
that's
that, and I stole that from somewhere else too.
Oh. So. I like that.
I get all these tidbits, but I there are so many ways to get involved, and I so bnwnice.org. Look them up, figure it out, and find out how you can help. Because, and the other thing that you mentioned is what I've talked about too, is that philanthropy is the new community. Because Vicki Lynn Morgan still goes to church, and a lot of people still do, but a lot of people don't. Because it used to be the neighborhood, or it used to be your church was your community.
Yes.
And now so many people have fallen away from religion,
right,
or fallen away, and no one's at home anymore because everyone's racing around at everything that they're doing. So you need a tribe. You need a community.
Yes, exactly.
And you've created that for businesswomen.
Yes, we are an army of women. That's a direct quote from one of the ladies from Hunterdon County, Anna Shustak. We are an army of women.
No, that's incredible. And I'm going to use that to segue into another. So anyone who listens regularly knows I'm a psycho proponent of Room to Read and girls' education and literacy. And Nice Girl, The Myth of the Nice Girl, written by Fran Hauser. She's going to be our speaker on October 11th, and her hashtag is Nice Girl Army. So she's got a Nice Girl Army, because so Fran Hauser is as an executive, a longtime executive in media. She's a speaker and author, and she's spoken 80 times in the last year since her book came out around the country, around the world. And she's coming to Basking Ridge on October 11th, which is International Day of the Girl, which is a thing established by the UN. So she's going to speak, and she's going to talk about leadership and establishing yourself in the workplace and getting ahead, where her whole philosophy is she's a nice person, and she rose to the highest ranks of the executive positions in corporate America in New York City through being nice, through being authentic to herself. She didn't elbow people out of the way. She didn't stomp on people. She wasn't mean, and she has proven that you can get ahead by being nice. You don't have to be mean.
I totally agree with that, and I've done the same thing. I was in sales my whole life, building sales teams. That was, you know, and it segued into management, and I think you can, if you stick to what you believe in and your values and morals and ethics and whatever else, it definitely can be done.
Yeah, and it's okay to get frustrated.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's okay to get mad. It's okay to get frustrated. It's okay to feel. Sometimes you will feel alone. Alone, and sometimes you will feel discouraged. And so, you know, but you just got to get back up. And I mean, those are normal human feelings. But you don't have to take other people out to get ahead.
No, you don't. It's all about being respectful, right. and being respected too.
Yeah, well. And demanding respect back for yourself, yes. which is what you probably a lot of the domestic violence people say. You know, it's get in having people around you lift you up so that you have
yes.
the courage.
Yes.
To and that's what Room to Read does with the life skills with the girls that are discouraged their whole life. Because if you're even born a girl in a lot of these countries, you're worthless from day one.
Yes.
Because
yes,
they revere exactly. the boys and yes. squash the girls. So yep. Room to Read helps keep girls in schools and. And if you also, I've been touting lately that if you want to help climate change, one of the number one reasons, one of the top 10 reasons to affect climate change is to educate a girl. So there you go. So yep. hopefully, yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So hopefully people can join us on October 11th at the Delta, newly renovated Delta Hotel, 80 Allen Road, Basking Ridge. The tickets are online. You can message me or email rtrnicolesmith@gmail.com. But you've also got quite a few BW Nice events that people can go to yes. check out what you're all about, right?
Absolutely. So in addition to, as I said, every chapter holds their monthly breakfast meetings, and those are dispersed throughout the month, depending on the chapter. It's all up on our website. Each chapter will hold a Red Shoe event once they're established for their charity partner. That's our annual fundraising signature gala, so to speak. I'm not supposed to say gala anymore. I don't know what word to use. But So we have a number of them, and we're growing. We had two earlier this year, one in April, Lehigh Valley. We had our 100, last one was Hunterdon County over at Ryland Inn. That was back in June. It was lovely. They changed from a luncheon fashion show to more of an evening cocktail hour fashion show. It was lovely. And now we're picking up. We don't do any in the summer. Our next one is coming up. Our Warren County chapter is holding their Red Harvest Gala, Red Shoe Harvest Gala, on Saturday, September 28th at Hawk Point Golf Club. It's going to be a wonderful event, silent auction. By the way, we honor a businesswoman of the year at every one of our Red Shoe events. Mm. So we will be honoring Ruth Ann Dissitol, a lovely lady who is part of our board, founding board member when we started BW Nice. So we will be honoring her, but we'll have music, dancing, cocktail hour. Again, that's on September 28th. And then our Sussex chapter will be holding theirs the following week on Thursday, October 3rd, I believe it is, at Lake Mohawk Country Club. They do an evening event. They do a Red Shoe contest. They have a band, lots of fun. And that will be followed up by Friday, October 25th with our Monroe County PA chapter. We've got one in the Poconos, and they are doing phenomenal. Okay. So they're doing a luncheon, but they're having entertainment this year. So lots of good things going on with theirs. That's at Camelback Resort. Beautiful, beautiful venue. Yeah. Yes. And then we will finish it up with Somerset County. Our Somerset County chapter will be holding their fourth annual luncheon fashion show at Bridgewater Manor on Friday, December 6th. So, and then we have two new ones for next year. We'll have our Union County chapter and our our Ocean County chapter will be hosting theirs in March. They'll kick it off in March, both with their first annual events. So as chapters are launching, as chapters are growing, as chapters start their events, there are more and more ritual events that will be happening across the state and the communities. And another way to come, because that's open to the public, it's a great celebration. It's a great networking event. They're lots of fun. We encourage people to come to those as well.
Yeah, so there's no excuse not to get to one of these events. So
yes.
bwnice.org, and you connect to all of them. And the breakfast, they can go and just check it out, right?
Yes.
Any breakfast.
Yes, look up
your chapter,
yep.
closest chapter, and check it out. So what is a Red Shoe contest? Like, what is that? What are they?
Well, that's what Sussex does. Each chapter has their own little twist
on their
event. But let me take a step back, because people say, well, what does the Red Shoe signify?
Okay.
Well, it's obviously in our logo, but more than that, the Red Shoe symbolizes unity, strength, and empowerment, and it honors the journey of all victims and survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse, because you never understand the struggles and challenges they face until you walk in their shoes.
Oh, I love that.
So we will always honor that. And when I took that proverbial leap of faith and jumping off the cliff and doing BW Nice full-time as of, a couple of years ago, because it is a full-time job and then some, and it is my passion and my purpose, I made a commitment that I would always wear red shoes when I'm working, when I'm out there. You can attest. So that's what the red shoe symbolizes. It just so happens that Sussex decided to do a Red Shoe contest. Now it's kind of morphed into something after a couple of years of doing their events. So they're actually doing a contest. So you bring, you know, wear your best red shoes, boots. We had a woman had these gorgeous red shoe boots on. I think it was last year. Mm-hmm. It was phenomenal. So it was a lot of fun. And they're
so
doing
people
a contest.
Get to vote. And
yes,
say,
you get to
oh,
vote.
That's
yeah,
cool.
they'll vote it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Yeah. I love that. All right. Well, we are going to take one more quick break, and then we'll be back with BW Nice.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color. This is topical for you guys. This is really topical. And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression. Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 & Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 & Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody out there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on 100 & Chamber Radio. And we're back this morning with Diane Simovich, who is the founder and CEO of BW Nice, which stands for Business Women Networking in Charitable Outreach.
Or involving charity. Involving education.
Sorry. Outreach doesn't have any in it. Sorry. Okay, I'll get that. No, we've had so many great things that you've talked about today. When you give, you get back in greater measure. And the other one, you said you do persistence, perseverance, and
patience. My three P's.
Yes. Well, you also have passion and purpose.
And I do.
Really,
yes.
Got five.
I've got
so,
five.
Yeah,
you're,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
I do.
Yes. And patience is key for anyone who's a parent or anything else. So we all need more of that today. But we've been talking about how BW Nice started. They've got chapters popping up everywhere. They've got red shoe events. They've got monthly breakfasts. You can find out where to find one, connect with some people that are running one, bwnice.org. Well, the other thing I want to say is that now in today's ever-changing workforce, people are so flexible with what they're doing with their careers and their time, and more people are out there networking. And if you're thinking about making a change, as you made a huge change moving across the country, leaving corporate, starting this, launching this full time, it's a network of support that you can get people to help you with, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's critically important. And, I'll tell you what, BW Nice and even the model I started in California, had it not been for the network of women, even though in California a lot of them were in my industry, but I don't know how I would have gotten through a lot of the things that I went through, because these women have always been there for me, and I want to be there for them, and hopefully we're there for each other through thick and thin, whether we're going through something personally, professionally, otherwise, or maybe somebody going through a domestic violence situation. That's critically important. And these ladies, since I launched it here in New Jersey and went through a number of other another life events, were always there for me. It wasn't easy, but I never skipped a beat. I kept things moving, and I wanted to, but they were there to support and help me in order to do that. So, yes, having a network of friends, colleagues, whatever,
all
supporters, all the above is so important for all of us, because you can't do it alone. And I'm a single mom, and I, you know, feel for single parents out there and mothers. It's not easy all the time. I only have one child, but my son is, you know, also special education. So not that he needs a lot of guidance. I mean, he's gotten the support he's needed, and he's a wonderful kid. I mean, I love him to death. He's great. But still, there are, you know, extra things that you have to do to help and support, you know, your children's needs as well, in addition to everything else you're doing. So having that network, having your army, having a group to be there is so critically important.
Right. And another thing that I know a lot of women do and a lot of women love is they're in a book club, right?
So, yes, absolutely.
We have a recommendation for your book club. So where can they get the book?
So you can get the book on Amazon. You can go to our homepage at the website, bwnice.org. It's right up there, so you can link directly to it. The book is $19.95. All of the proceeds go to BW Nice Inc., which is our 501c3, and it helps to support our mission so that we can continue the work we're doing to, you know, open chapters, to support other agencies, and keep helping our charity partners to keep this moving forward.
Right, and maybe if you read this book, you'll be like, it'll be an aha moment, like Vicki Lynn Morgan.
Oh, yes.
So tell us some, because it's in us, in the community, it's around us, we don't know it. Can you give us some statistics?
Yes, so 1 out of 4 women will be a victim of domestic violence in their lifetime in the United States. For men, it's about 1 out of 7 or 8. The stat that I had mentioned earlier about 1 out of 3, that's for our youth from 18 to 24 years of age. They will be in some type of abusive relationship. So the stats aren't good, I mean, for anybody, for men, women, children, for any of us. It just is more of a woman's issue. So if you look at that 1 out of 4, think about it, whether you're at work or at home in your neighborhood, community, church, I mean, just do the numbers, do the math, and maybe you don't know, but there is somebody that's being impacted. You might not know. Maybe you do know. But we're all impacted in one way, as I said, directly or indirectly. And I think, you know, bringing awareness, and if you read this book and read these stories, you know, it will give you a level of education and understanding of what is happening here in our communities. Again, you know, there's no socioeconomic boundary.
Yeah, you're not safe anywhere.
Right. So it will help you. And then if you're out and about and somebody confides a story, or they're going through something, understand that they have to be ready to leave. The worst thing you can say is, oh, you need to get out of that relationship. Why do you keep staying? There may be a lot of reasons. It could be safety. It could be, there are so many things. But what you want to say and be supportive is, I'm here for you. And when you're ready, I'm here to help you, and, you know, if you need help finding the resources, we'll do that too. But I'm here for you when you're ready, when and if you're ready. So that's what you want to do. You want to be there and be a support system for that individual, for that person, because they need to be ready to make a move or to make a change. And safety is a critical component of that. Their safety, they may be in jeopardy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge risk. I mean, you looking from the outside can be like, oh, yeah, well, you just do this, do that, do that. But you don't know where they are in their mind. You don't know where they are in the situation.
Financially,
everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Just so many things, so many factors. So
yeah,
we need to just be supportive and say we're here when you're ready.
Yeah, no, that's good advice, because some people don't know what to do.
Right.
And, you know, they want help. And, you know, like I said, looking out, looking in, you're like, well, if I was in that situation, I would just do that. Well, you're not them, and you don't know what they're going through. So you have to be sensitive.
And the other thing, Nicole, that I share in the book, it is a great resource guide, because that has happened. I list all of our charity partners, all their contact information. So if anybody has questions, you can go directly to the agency, and they'll be happy to help you. If you know of something, call them and say, hey, here's the situation. How should I handle this? And they'll be happy to help. I also have the national hotline. I have the one for New Jersey. We do need to add the other states now. I have to get Pennsylvania's their hotline numbers for people. So real quickly, we had, after the book came out, it was a year ago, New Year's Eve, I get a call from a woman from my 100N chapter, 4 o'clock on New Year's Eve. Diane, do we have a chapter in Morris County? I said, yes, we do. She goes, who's the agency? I said, Jersey Battered Women's Services, who we support. That's the agency. She goes, I just got a call, frantic call, from a friend of mine. Her good friend was brutally beaten and is hiding out in a hotel in Morristown. What do I do? Mm. So I said, flip through. I said, page 115, whatever the page number was. But I said, here's their information, Jersey Battered Women's Service. You give them the contact information, give this woman the 800 number she needs to call immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And,
wow.
you know, she goes, oh my gosh, thank you. She says, I'm going to, you know, screenshot it. I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to send it to her right now. And she did. And she said this woman was able to get a hold of the agency and get some help. So you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean, that story, you know, gives me goosebumps. It just it's unbelievable. You never know.
Right. And you're one of your initial partners when you first organized the group was Safe in Hunterdon, right?
In Hunterdon County. So they were our first charity partner, first agency that we quote unquote partnered with. Yes.
Yeah.
We've been with them. And we just had our 8th annual Red Shoe. So we started the chapter. You know, it took us 2 years, and then we launched our first Red Shoe it was kind of the experiment, too, to see how it went, and it was phenomenal. We raised $10,000 that first year for
Safe. Oh, my gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah, which was nice, yeah.
So. Yeah, yeah, because, I mean, and the good thing is most communities do have a domestic violence resource center that helps, right?
In New Jersey, there is an agency in every county.
Okay.
Now, for instance, Union County, the agency is run through the YWCA.
Okay.
So the YWCA obviously is a very large organization, mm-hmm. national or international organization, and they have a mission too, but they are the domestic violence agency in that county.
So there's resources out there, but I mean,
resources.
But it's
yes.
again like anything else; it's navigating the system and figuring out where to go, who to contact.
Yes, right? And
yeah.
it's not just they all have a safe house. Mm-hmm. Some of them, most of them have, I believe, most of them, not all, but most have transition housing. So transition housing, safe housing is immediate care. So you come in mm-hmm. with the shirt on mm-hmm. your back. That's it. You know, usually it's 30 days, mm-hmm. reassess, and then 30 days. Transition housing can be up to about 24 months, 18 to 24 months for someone to get a family or a woman to get back on her feet and get training and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then there's other resources too in terms of legal advocacy and therapy and
yeah, there's a lot. I mean, deciding to get out and finally having the courage to do that, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And then
correct.
There's healing and change and
yes.
all kinds of
yes.
yeah yeah so but that's the first step. But like you said, they have to be ready to take
yes,
that
yes they
first
have to
step.
Be ready and in a position where they feel they are ready to move forward and move on. Yep.
Right. Can you real quickly walk us through what happens at a breakfast? Do you have guest speakers, or is it more just networking, or how does a typical Red Shoe breakfast work?
We do have a guest speaker. We have a guest speaker at all of our breakfast meetings. So we open it up. It's like some of the other networking organizations. We do welcome. And we talk about BW Nice, our mission, what we're all about. We welcome our guest speaker. We do... we introduce our executive leadership committee. The president will do that, her board. And then we'll go into our 30-second elevator pitches.
Yeah,
so everybody gets to do that.
Okay.
Introduce yourself and your business, what you're looking for. Then we will introduce and have a guest speaker. The guest speaker gets 15 minutes plus a 5-minute Q&A, so about 20 minutes to do a presentation. No self-promotion. It's all educational component.
Okay.
So that we want to garner something. We want to learn in terms of whether it's for business or profession, garnering their expertise in their field. And I always wanted that from day one. I said, we've got to have something educational in here. It's got to, give us something,
right.
Something important and meaningful. And then we wrap up with testimonials and shout-outs, things like that. So
okay.
as a member, you get to speak at any one of our chapters. You have a home chapter, but unlike other organizations where you're locked in, you can go to any one of BW Nice chapters and take your presentation on the road, so you'll get a lot of exposure. But we do at all of our meetings, we do that. So.
That's
great.
Good to know.
So we're learning, we're networking, we're learning, we're supporting, and we're also learning about our charity partner because, as I said, they are always there. A representative will be there speaking about the services that they provide and the events that are going on in the community. And then we typically have them speak in October. October is Domestic Violence Awareness mm-hmm. Month, so they give some riveting presentations. I cannot mm-hmm. tell you. Very, very powerful presentations. It's amazing, eye-opening. So very important. So we're getting education on a lot of levels, business-wise, personal, and through our charity partners.
That's amazing. So we've learned so much today. So again, get the book, Towards the Light. You can get it on their website, bwnice.org, or go on Amazon and mark your calendar, try to make it to a breakfast or a Red Shoe event coming up. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicole. It's been wonderful. I appreciate it.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America remembers the victims of the 9/11 attacks 18 years later, with memorial services in New York City, at the Flight 93 Memorial in Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon, where President Trump delivered remarks a short time ago.
On this solemn day of remembrance, our thoughts also turn to the 200,000 valiant soldiers, sailors, airmen, Coast Guardsmen, and Marines who are now at this very moment stationed overseas. We do not seek conflict, but if anyone dares to strike our land, we will respond with the full measure of American power and the iron will of the American spirit, and that spirit is unbreakable.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team.
Doug. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Officials with the Toledo, Ohio Port Authority say two people are dead in the crash of a cargo plane that had made a stop at Millington, Memphis Airport. The plane had originated in Texas carrying auto parts when it crashed into a parking lot west of Toledo at about 2:30 a.m. Eastern this morning. It hit several unoccupied vehicles and burst into flames. The victims' identities have not been released. Republicans winning two U.S. House special elections in North Carolina yesterday. In a close one, Republican Dan Bishop was the victor over Democrat Dan McCready. Bishop saying afterwards,
"We know what our mission is, and we know the future of our country is dependent on leaders who will stand strong to protect our values."
A hospital evacuated after a tornado tore through Sioux Falls, South Dakota last night. No reports of death or serious injury. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
An Arizona mom is facing charges after her daughter filmed her driving home drunk. Glendale police say the 10-year-old took video of her mother, 31-year-old Stephanie Davis, driving under the influence, and then the girl called police. Police say responding officers found the woman was reeking of booze and was unsteady on her feet, so she was arrested. McDonald's has announced the acquisition of a company that's going to assist it in automating its drive-through process. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
The fast food chain agreed to acquire Apprente, a California-based company that was founded in 2017 with a focus on creating voice-based platforms for complex, multilingual, multi-accent, and multi-item conversational ordering. McDonald's said the technology will be used to make the drive-thru faster and more accurate. The deal comes after McDonald's tested Apprente's technology at some of the locations. Apprente will also serve as the founding member of a new internal technology-focused group within McDonald's called McD Tech Labs. The company expects to hire additional engineers, scientists, and other advanced technology experts to join the group in the future. I'm Wendy King.
Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.